And without him, not anything was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we've seen his glory, glory as of the only Son, full of grace and truth. So we kind of talked about galaxies, we've talked about this fantastic creation, we've talked about God being this amazing God who creates so much, who creates an extravagant, wasteful universe that's all over the place. And yet that God became human being in a stable in Bethlehem and was incarnated in this world in which we live today. And that is kind of what I want to start this conversation, or the second part of this conversation, by saying, what would Jesus tweet? what actually would Jesus be doing if he was here? Would he actually be involved in the whole digital revolution that's going on? We are quite used now to people in our churches saying, turn your phones off at the beginning of worship. It's so good. Thank you so much, Vicky, for saying keep your phones on. That's a kind of liberation moment. You know, I thought, yes! But there's also times when I've been in conferences where I've been tweeting or white people have come up to me and said, how dare you tweet? You're totally ignoring the person speaking. You're totally dissing what's going on. You're not giving respect. You should be there, put your phones away. I was actually told you should be in the small room where you put the kids during worship.
Hey.
And I thought, well, what idea have you got kids in worship anyway? But what do you do about the incarnation? What do you do about a God who so loved the world that he didn't remain divorced from it, set away in a ghetto as it were in heaven, but instead came and embraced that world by becoming part and parcel of it? Digitized, present, real. Hold on a minute, how can I put digitized, present, and real all in the same sentence? Because doesn't that get confused? How can you be real if you're virtual? How can you be in creation and yet at the same time part of the virtual world? Well, how many of you are slipping between two worlds as you sit there playing with your phones? Are you not still real when you're tweeting? Isn't Pam still real when she talks to us on the Twitter call about the digital divide? Aren't we still kind of real when we think about what Wales has just happened to Wales, poor Wales, the world of France? what? What do we do about actually being incarnated in the world in which we live, which is actually digital now, which has digital all over the place, which is embracing that digital world? And when we talk about the digital divide, we just need to remember the figures. We need to remember that the two-thirds world is embracing technology even faster than we are. But they're actually moulding that technology, they're shaping that technology in ways which is enabling them to engage with technology faster and quicker and much cheaper than we do. We're hooked on our luxury gadgets. They're developing more low-grade, cheaper gadgets to do what we think we can only do on the rich stuff. But what are you? And indeed, what is Jesus? A digital resident, somebody who is engaged and living happily in the digital world, a digital immigrant, somebody who thinks they live somewhere else in the kind of old-fashioned world but comes into this digital space, a digital day tripper, that's a digital day tripper here at Cinemac, or are you digitally phobic, that you kind of don't want anything to do with this strange world of the so-called geeks? That word's been used too much already. We believe in a God who so loved the world that he embraced every single part of it, that he came and dwelt with us, amongst us, part of who we are. We became also part of a world in which we are made in the image of our Creator God. And people have already been tweeting on the Twitter call and everything what David was saying, behind what David was saying. If God made us in his image and he's a creative God, then we too are made to create. We too are made to be creatives. And also David also reminded us that when we kind of talk about that, we're not just talking about those of us who